Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 8th chapter. So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are offspring of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say, 'You will become free'?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The Son remains forever. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." This is the Gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." These words of Jesus are wonderful words of promise. He promises freedom to all who abide in his word. That is, all who trust what he says and cling steadfastly to his promises. This is good news. But the Jews who had believed in Jesus didn't recognize that. When Jesus gives them the assurance, "The truth will set you free," they respond, "What are you talking about? We are already free. We are offspring of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free?" Jesus could have pointed to the 430 years their ancestors had spent in Egypt, many of those years as slaves of Pharaoh, not to mention the Roman soldiers even then stationed in Jerusalem. But he doesn't choose to argue history with them. Instead, he aims straight for their hearts. "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin." If you've been using the family catechetical hour or treasury of daily prayer for your devotions, you've spent the past month or so in Deuteronomy. Reading through that book, it's very clear that the people of Israel were sinners. Again and again, the Lord said, "If you follow the laws that I have given you, I will bless you richly. But when you turn away from them, then my wrath will come to you." It wasn't a question of whether they would disobey. It was a matter of what would happen when they did. Anyone who knows the history of Israel knows that pattern. It started already back in Exodus, and then it continued through the wilderness wanderings and kept on happening in the era of the judges and then under the kings as well. The people rebelled. The Lord punished them. The people repented, and the Lord forgave them and blessed them. And then the cycle started all over again before long with rebellion. Everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. "You are enslaved to sin," Jesus was telling these Jews. And his words point the finger at you and at me as well. Do you sin? It's a good practice to go through the commandments. Do you fear, love, and trust God above all other things? Do you use the name of God rightly in worship and prayer, calling upon him in every trouble, praising him to others, and giving him thanks? Do you eagerly seek to hear and learn the word of God? Do you honor your parents and all other earthly authorities? Do you help your neighbor whenever he has any physical need? Do you honor marriage, living chastely and in purity and urging others to do the same? Do you help your neighbor to improve and protect his possessions and income? Do you guard your neighbor's reputation and always explain everything in the kindest way? Are you content with what you have? Or are you dissatisfied, desiring things that God hasn't given you the ability to acquire? You see, your problem isn't just that you sometimes commit this sin or that one. Your problem is far worse. You are enslaved to sin. Sin with a capital S. You're stuck in sin. You cannot free yourself from your sinful condition. The sad truth St. Paul confessed is something you and I can echo from our own wretched experience. I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I keep on doing. If you abide in Jesus' word, you know that that's all too true. You also know that there aren't any excuses or mitigating circumstances you can plead. As Paul writes, whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be stopped. By his law, God says to you and says to me, shut up. Explanations and excuses won't do you any good. They don't change the facts. You are a sinner. Jesus says everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. This is true. And he continues laying out the implications of this. The slave does not remain in the house forever. It's the son. The son who remains forever. St. Paul wrote about slave and son at some length in Galatians. It is written that Abraham had two sons, one by a slave woman and one by a free woman. But the son of the slave, we know his name is Ishmael, was born according to the flesh, while the son of the free woman, Isaac, was born through promise. Paul goes on. Now this may be interpreted allegorically. These two women are two covenants. One is from Mount Sinai, bearing children for slavery. She is Hagar. Now Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia. She corresponds to the present Jerusalem, for she is in slavery with her children. Then he continues, what does the scripture say? Cast out the slave and her son, for the son of the slave woman shall not inherit with the son of the free woman. And so St. Paul is in step with what Jesus teaches. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The son remains forever. But remember how Jesus began. If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. You won't be a slave of sin any longer. If the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. This is wonderful news. But it's not clear from what Jesus says in our text just how it happens practically in our lives. St. Paul goes into more detail in Galatians. He writes, Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness. Know then that it is those of faith who are sons of Abraham. So then those who are of faith are blessed along with Abraham, the man of faith. Even more tangibly, as many of you as were baptized into Christ have been clothed with Christ. You are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to promise. For in Christ Jesus, you are all sons of God through faith. This is the heart of the gospel Martin Luther rediscovered at the time of the Reformation, that the inheritance of heaven comes not to those who have been obedient, who have become righteous before God by means of the law. The scriptures are clear, no one has. That doesn't apply to anyone. No one ever can be righteous that way. So no, not to them, but rather to sinners who are justified, that is, who are declared righteous by God's grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation, as an atoning sacrifice, that by his blood, received by faith, we are justified. So, freedom and sonship come to you not because of what you've earned. The only thing you could ever earn is death and hell. But rather, they come to you because of what Jesus earned for you. He paid the price to buy you back from slavery to sin, because God put him forward to make the sacrifice by his blood that would wipe out your sin and the sin of the whole world. That's why Jesus came to earth, to be born under the law, so that he could take your place in a life of perfect obedience, and then die on the cross as the pure and unblemished sacrificial lamb to suffer your punishment, to die your death, to take away your sin. That's what his cross is all about. You. And his blood has done the job. Baptized into Christ's death, trusting his righteousness for you, you are forgiven and have an eternal inheritance in heaven. As St. Paul writes, there is now no condemnation for you who are in Christ Jesus. If you abide in his word, if you trust that Jesus lived for you and died for you, that he lives again and will come again at the last for you, then you know the truth. This is the truth that sets you free, truth that makes you a son and not a slave. Through faith in Christ, as you cling to his word, you are free indeed. This is the glorious truth of the gospel, what Christ has accomplished for you, opening heaven, making it your eternal home. So come now, forgiven sinner, slave set free, son of God and heir of heaven. Receive again your Savior as he comes to you in his true body and blood, in and with the bread and wine, just as he said, come and luxuriate in his mercy. Be immersed again in the forgiveness he bestows here. Rejoice in the fellowship he renews and strengthens. He loves you. He's here for you. By his death, he has prepared a place for you, a place in his house forever. You are free, free indeed, in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord to life everlasting. Amen.